Hi, and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Mirelle Parker, and today I have a story about a sugar daddy and the dangers of manifesting. So normally I don't really share my stories about love and romance on here too much because I am publishing a book this year. It's a memoir. It's called Love Queen, and it is all about the epic saga, my epic saga for a healthy relationship and happiness in love. So if you're interested in that, do subscribe here and do get on my mailing list at mirelleparker.com/emotion, or you can go anywhere on my website and you will find the subscribe box and other, or on Instagram as well, but probably it would be best if here or on my mailing list so that you can keep in touch that way without the algorithms. And yeah, so I'm a much better writer than I am a storyteller, but I do have a lot of funny things happen to me, funny, crazy things like this week. And so yes, about the sugar daddy, let me get back to it. The sugar daddy. So earlier this year, I had this guy message me on Instagram to ask me if I wanted to be one of his sugar babies, and like he'd pay me a certain amount of money and I didn't have to do anything much. And I was like, this sounds interesting. And that's what I mean, like the dangers of manifesting, because when you're manifesting, you are open to how the universe can provide something. And at that time I was manifesting and I'm like, is this the universe, like, or is this just a guy who's full of shit on the internet? So in the end, that guy asked for my WhatsApp number and I just blocked him then and was like, no, it's not for me. Anyway, so there was a couple of messages on Instagram and then like a conversation, and then, but I was like, it's a bit vague when it starts out, and then I'm like, just wanted to know what it is. And so second guy was this week. So I received a message from a person also on Instagram. I must look like very gullible or something. Or just someone in need. Let me see. Let me get you the message. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Hey, princess. I'm George by name. Well, are you really interested to be one of my trustworthy sugar baby? Okay. That's the first red flag. He's obviously not English. I mean, doesn't speak English as a first language, or he would have written sugar babies. And I'm going to pay you a week-by-week remittance of £7,000 and help you financially. I just need someone I can always talk to, share my thoughts, trustworthy and sincere. I'm not after sex or your nude pictures. I want to take good care of you and want you to be one of my trustworthy sugar baby. That's all you got to do as my sugar babe. And I want nothing in return. DM me if interested. Kiss, kiss. So I didn't reply when he first sent it. And then the next day I was just like, I'm curious about what this actually is. Because, yeah, I'm like, I used to be a life coach for 2 years, and I'm like, yeah, I can listen to someone for £7,000 a week if that's, and I've heard about these sugar babies that exist, sugar daddies, but I also have watched the Tinder Swindler and Bad Vegan, which I couldn't watch more than 2 episodes because it annoyed me so much, Dirty John and Catfish. I have watched all of those, so not my first rodeo, as they say, but I find it interesting to tell this story because it's going to show different things that we can be vulnerable to if we are not careful, if we haven't healed these certain parts of ourselves. Okay, so I was just curious, like, what do you actually mean when you say trustworthy? And so I ended up asking him if he means, like, I can't have a boyfriend. And he's like, no, no, I don't mean that. Just, like, you know, that you won't, like, keep your end of the bargain by being someone to chat to, da-da-da. And, well, there is no da-da-da, someone to chat to. So he said, he asked me where I was from, and then I asked him, and he said, I'm from Nevada, United States, but currently in Gibraltar for a business purpose and contract talk. I'm into buying and selling of metal. My hard work paid me, and I got a lot of money there, and also a shareholder in a construction commercial company. And then he asked my age, and I told him, and then he said that he was 57. And anyway, we were chatting, and, you know, I, as a writer, I am always interested in situations for material. And, I mean, it's not like I intentionally do that, but there's that Nelson Mandela quote, perhaps it's him, that says, I don't win or lose, I win or learn. And I don't win or lose, I win or I create, or I win and I create. That is my motto. So I use everything as my material. Please don't be afraid to message me. If you're not like a freak, I won't use your material. And I always ask my friends, and I even ask my ex-boyfriends if I ever want to use something in the writing process. So yes, please don't be afraid that I will make a podcast out of your text message to me, or it will end up in my book. I have a good sense of morals as well. Also in human design, I'm a 3-6, which we learn through trial and experience. So some things may look like I'm a splenic projector. So I really listen to my intuition, and I've been practicing doing this for 7 years, and I always check in. And so sometimes, yeah, I'll jump into things and they're not necessarily end up being a success, but I learn from it. Like, so that's the trial and error. I'm a kinesthetic learner, I think it's called. So this guy. So this, the red flags, let me tell you. So he started off, you know, saying £7,000 a week, but then later it became like $7,500 a week, and I don't know if that's the right currency conversion, but it's not with Australian dollars. And so that was one thing I was like, okay, now it's like, what, it's already changed. And then he asked me to send him a photo, and I sent him a picture that I'd posted that day on Instagram, just on my face. And he was like, oh my God, your eyes, da da da, like blah blah blah. Sent me this paragraph. Like, I was like, was he sending this back a bit too quick? Like, he's just copying and pasting it. And probably was. I'm not wooed anymore if someone finds me beautiful. I just assume that they do now. And I had to heal that part of myself, because I used to, you know, like if someone saw something in me, I would be head over heels for them. I was more just in love with the reflection of myself, which wasn't necessarily lasting, let's say. I'm sure they did believe it at the time, but it wasn't anything to build a relationship on. And so if you haven't healed this part of yourself, you can be vulnerable to compliments and to, you know, that it's, there's a book called The Art of Seduction, and in it, and I have learned this just from Shalyn Lester on YouTube, a dating YouTuber. But she talks about in this book, The Art of Seduction, that we have this shadow side, which is the side that we see in ourselves, but we wish other people saw in us as well. So in the past with me, it would have been creativity as well. You know, if someone saw me as creative, then that they could seduce me in that way because I didn't see it in myself yet or didn't recognize it in myself. So, but definitely with beauty, I mean, as women, I'm sure many of us, most of us have this or have had this at some point in our life. And if you would like some help with this, I've released these transformational guides on my website. You can get it through the link in the show notes, or it's merylparker.com/shop. And one of them is called Radiate, which is about loving your body beautiful. I was a transformational coach for 2 years, and it's about having a healthy relationship with your body and with your beauty. And so I used to run this as a course, part of the course that I ran, the Healthy and Powerfully Feminine course. But because I'm so focused on releasing my books and that's really my life purpose, I don't know if I will. I mean, I loved working with the women who are my clients or the participants, students. And so who knows if I will put it out as a course again. But right now it's on my website for this very extremely good value, because I have put it out as if it's just an ebook. And I have a few of them, one about manifesting, this one, Radiate, Elevate, but Radiate is the one about loving your body beautiful. So if you would need to heal that part of yourself, then I would check that book out and get it. Transformational Guide, it's called. So anyway, back to the story. This guy. So that was a red flag where I was like, okay, thanks for the compliment, but this is not wooing me. And I was just skeptical all the way. And I just, but I was, so I would reply, but I was not like bowled over, you know. I would say thanks, that kind of thing. And so I don't know why he asked me to send him that picture, because he could, if he really, like, wouldn't he have seen it on, seen what I looked like on Instagram? But he then asked me, so he told me that he had his wife, he had met her when he was 23 and she died 7 years ago in a car crash. And she had been so positive, and she had helped him when he had lost a contract for $12 million, and she had been so positive, and then he had got a contract for $30 million, and he just wanted to like show her the world and buy her the world. But now she died, so he's just, and it sounds really ridiculous when I'm right when I'm telling it, but this is the story. But I've heard of these sugar daddies before. There's like whole agencies about them, so I don't know like what it actually is. And I was just curious about it. If you want to pay me £7,000 a week to talk to you, fine. My wealth consciousness is enough that I can accept that. And his wife had died, and now of course there was the crying faces and stuff, emojis, and now he just like helping out people who needed help, like as an act of charity. And so, but then the next red flag was, you know, he had said like this weekly thing, and he kept on saying stuff like, you know, but I can I trust you, like are you honest, like da 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 da. And I was just feeling a bit like, yeah, like okay, what, where is this leading? So then he said, "Did he say? Oh yeah, do you have any bills right now that you need help with?" and I or debt. And I said, well, I have my mortgage, and like that's my only debt. And he's like, oh, really? And then, okay, next red flag. So he had said he's in Gibraltar, and I had said, well, I know that's in the UK, and it's an island, and or somewhere around Europe. And I had asked him how it was. He said it was awesome, didn't say more than that. And then he also asked me, like, you know, like he also said he lived alone, and like he asked me what kind of stuff I like to do, and I told him, and then it's nothing that you couldn't find out about me from my website or my Instagram profile. And you know, he lived alone, and yeah, so I don't know if he was trying to pull on my heartstrings, because that's another place where we can be vulnerable, you know, as women especially, that we can be in our heart. You know, we have three brains. There's the logic, the mind, the brain in the head, the head, the heart, and the gut brain. And then in, according to human design, there is also our authority, our inner authority, which is our intelligence, which for me is splenic, and for others is solar plexus or what's it called? I also have human design intuition according to authority blog posts on my website. So if you're interested, you can go and look at my website and look it up there in the blog section. I have different posts on human design as well. So I don't know if he's trying to pull on my heart. Well, obviously he was trying to pull on my heartstrings from that and telling me about his dead wife. But the other thing was that when he sent me that, he asked if he could send me a picture of him and his wife, and he did. And I was like, I said, like, oh, she's beautiful, you look great together. Sad, crying face too. And then, but in the background, I saw, it didn't look like a millionaire's house. And that was another red flag for me. I was like, okay, maybe this is before he made the 30 million. But it just, that was another area of suspicion. And then, yeah, so he asked me if I had any debt. And I said, my mortgage. And then he's like, oh, really? And then I didn't reply after that. Well, by then I was getting a bit, like, too suspicious of this. And then he sent me so that was in the morning. All we did was we chatted yesterday morning, and I was trying to find out what it actually was. And he didn't reply till 9 p.m. And if he was in the UK, that doesn't work out, that time difference. But if he is in the US, then that time difference does work out. So like when it's 9 p.m. in the US, it's like when it's 9 a.m. in New York, it's 9 p.m. here. I know there's a 12-hour time difference. So, you know, he shouldn't go for someone who's so well-traveled and has lived in all these different places, because I'm not that gullible. So, but, you know, I have made mistakes before, being drawn in with people's stories, but I've also seen the Tinder Swindler and Dirty John, Bad Vegan, which I could only watch two episodes of because I was so obvious or hard to watch. And Catfish as well. So thank God for these kind of shows, because they put a spotlight onto this issue that, like, there are people, predators out there. And I feel like in the past we had training in this, you know, Victorian times or in maybe in different cultures. But when you're just, you know, an open-hearted person, you're an honest person, and you're a kind and genuine person, then you can be quite vulnerable to this kind of thing, because you just don't believe that other people would lie to you. And why would they do that, you know? But this happens all the time. So that's one of the caveats to, I don't know if I use that word correctly now, but the dangers, why I say the dangers of manifesting too, because sometimes, and I've done this in love as well, where you can feel like, oh, you're manifesting something and then something shows up and you're like, wow, is that it? So it's good to be cautious and to realize that not everything is manifestation. Some things are a test. And so with this, the universe wanting, or God wanting to see if you have the self-esteem to not fall for what you don't really want in love or relationships or other opportunities as well. So not everything is manifestation. Some things are a test. That's what I have learned, especially in the last 5 years. And so with this guy, so that was, I was like, I'm not even going to reply to this guy because I don't even think that he is actually in Gibraltar now. And then the other thing was that, what was it? Oh, yeah. Then finally, so he asked me if I had any debt and I said my mortgage. And then the last message after this point, yeah, so the last message he sent was, so have you got any money saved towards that? I'm just asking so that I can know how to help you. That was the message. And at that point, I blocked him. And because in these shows like Dirty John and Tinder Swindler, this is what they do. They will get you to give them money. So they will make it like in Tinder Swindler, he was like being pursued. He was this super wealthy man who was being pursued by his enemies, like in this diamond business that he was in. And like suddenly his credit cards were cut off. And these women who were already emotionally invested in the situation, in believing his bullshit, they end up like getting out credit card loans and loaning, giving their savings over, and of course going to pay them back, or like he'll give them some money and then this situation will go down, and they'll end up like these women on Tinder Swindler. I ended up paying, you know, like $100,000 or whatever to this guy with his stories about being some diamond merchant, and he had wooed her with like jets and 5-star hotels and opulence. So this is probably the Tinder Swindler. I'm like, that Tinder Swindler, oh my God. And when this happens, even when this person is caught, like with the Tinder Swindler, they go to jail maybe for 5 months, that Tinder Swindler did, and then he gets out and he starts marketing himself as something else again, and new victims fall for him. So that's what I think these sugar daddies are online. I think, you know, sometimes when things seem too good to be true, they are. And so I wanted to share this with you because it's a funny story, and also I think it's a good lesson as well. Thank God that I'm not as vulnerable and as gullible as I used to be. And, yeah, you can read all about it in my Love Queen books that are coming out. There's actually 5 in the series, but the first one's going to be published this year, so stay tuned. I'm so excited. It's so good. I love it. And, yeah. Come and connect with me somehow. Send me your message. I won't make it, as I said, I won't make a story about it, I promise. Subscribe for more stories if you enjoying this, and share it either on social media or with who you you like your friends or family. So that's my story for this week. And yeah, all the links are in the show notes, and I will catch you next week for another story. And until then, I wish you much wisdom and much wealth and wellness. Bye for now.